got a high pressure system building across the southeast. Now, underneath it, we've got clearing conditions. So, any showers about Victoria, only very isolated, clearing to the east during the day. Still a few showers, though, about the southwest and far south of Tasmania. This trough will also trigger a little bit of activity through the southeastern quarter of Queensland. But even there, we're not looking at overly significant falls, mostly light, particularly along the coastal fringe, pushing to the nearby inland, anywhere south of Rockhampton, and more frequent between about Rockhampton and the Sunshine Coast. We've also got mostly dry conditions across New South Wales. Just up around that far northeastern corner, we could see an isolated afternoon shower, but there will be frost along the tablelands, the southern inland, and also the southeastern coastal fringe. For Victoria, mostly dry and sunny, some frost through the northern districts, an isolated shower about central areas, contracting just to the Gippsland coast as we move into the afternoon. Now, showers about the west and south of Tasmania, most other areas relatively clear, although we are expecting to see windier conditions across the south of the state. We're also looking at a mostly dry day across South Australia, the potential of some frost in the morning about the southeastern quarter, a little bit of cloud through the northern districts, but if we do see any rain from that, it's going to be very light and isolated. A very warm day on the way through the southwest land division of Western Australia, but clear. We will see some high cloud increasing later in the day. Mostly dry across the territory, just a few isolated showers or a possible storm in the far southeast.